Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. Hour two of In This League right here on the Sports Grid.
Get on the grid.
That's right. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. Thank you for tuning in on this really awesome, wonderful mid-April day. Did you know, Boggs, I think it was Wednesday. It was, and you know this, it was cold and it was cloudy in Arizona for a minute. Remember, where all baseball will live and everyone will be unhappy about it. It was cloudy, beautiful, beautiful sky now, by the way, with the pollution going down, but it was cloudy. It was like 72 degrees, windy. I was taking a walk. It was absolutely gorgeous. And as much as I was having a great time focusing on it and no one around and stuff like that, the realization was there was a weirdness where I'm like, this is April and this is 70 degrees in Arizona. Something's trippy. And I also look, it was 109 degrees in Oklahoma.
What?
Yeah, I had a friend who lives in Oklahoma. It was like 100-something degrees in Oklahoma.
How?
I don't know.
That's some
weird. I don't know. Maybe I need,
they
sure posted
they
a picture.
Just read Let's it see. Wrong? Is that Let's like see. It was actually, 9 degrees and then someone typed 10 instead and then it was 109?
I don't know. It was like hot. They said, well, see, now it says on Thursday it was. Let me go look. Maybe they were joking here.
Yeah, it was 109. That can't be right.
No, I don't think it was.
It just doesn't get 109 in Oklahoma. So.
Maybe they're posting a picture of old. Dang, I was hoping Oklahoma was burning. That's what I was trying to hope. I was hopeful that we were gonna eliminate them. Eliminate them from the map. I'm not a fan of Oklahoma. Nothing to like about that. You know, the last time I was in Oklahoma, it was the day after Christmas, burying my grandmother in Oklahoma. It's a great time in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I actually visited family in Oklahoma. When I was 10 or something. And it was, I saw the most insane electric storm, like, you know, just lightning, no rain at all that I've ever seen in my entire life was in Oklahoma. And I lived in Houston for a long time too. So, you know, lots of tornadoes and all that stuff, but we were right there in Tornado Alley. It was the craziest electrical storm. It knocked all the power out. A bunch of stuff was, you know, power lines were knocked over. And all that stuff. I think we actually had to stay like an extra day or two before we left because of the storm. But it was it was everything you would expect Oklahoma to be.
Yeah, so. I think we could just transform them into just a big prison. It would be a big prison and graveyard. That would be what Oklahoma would be good
Segura,
for.
Tom Segura, you want to build a wall around Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think so. I think I would. I mean, it would be like, what are the redeeming factors of Oklahoma? Besides the people that were like born there and have like history or something like that. What's like, give me a redeeming factor of Oklahoma. You defend
they love
Oklahoma.
Their college football.
That's not what I mean. That's not something that keeps them there. Give me something cool about Oklahoma.
There's nothing else. And here's the cool things about Oklahoma. They have the Sooners, the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
All things that could be moved out of Oklahoma. So, okay, keep going.
And they have the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, you literally provided nothing. Those are things that are inside of. I meant like, is there a pretty mountain range? Do they provide something? Do they provide a service to the United States?
I don't know. I mean, you can do this with every state, though, pretty much.
Not Arizona.
Some states more.
Arizona's got all the baseball. We're hoarding it. We got all the baseball.
You know, Texas has the three major power grids. It might be four major power grids in the U.S. I'm not 100% sure. But I know they're called East, West, and if there's a North, it's called North. It's called East, West, North, and Texas. So, because Texas has its own power grid. So, everything else goes offline in the U.S., Texas still has its own power grid.
Okay. I'm just being mean, by the way. I have no issue with I don't have a reference point of Oklahoma.
No, I'm into this. But no, see, Oklahoma blows.
But now I'm mad, though, because this person, I need to find this person, they posted some picture of, like, crazy hot weather, and I was like, hey, look at this. I'm like, hey, look, the world's so weird. We were, like, 70 degrees, and look how... See, now here's the post. Oh, you know what? No, here it goes. Let me look at it. Yeah, he said yesterday he looked at his temperature. It's right here. I'm looking at this stupid picture. He says, I thought Phoenix was hot, and it shows 109 degrees, and he is in Oklahoma.
And we're sure that was from yesterday.
Yeah, it shows the date. Oh, you know what? Arkansas, not Oklahoma. Arkansas was 190. I'm gonna save this picture and I'm gonna send it to you. Whoops, I saved the post. I want you to see this because I want you to believe me. I don't think you believe me, and it shows the date. I mean, though, you know, not like nothing's ever been Photoshopped, but it says 4/8/20, 109 degrees, and this is just a random person that I know. Okay, that's crazy.
It's a person in a car, of course. So yeah. They had their car out in the sun all day. This is probably the second they got in it. And it's on Facebook. Of course it's on Facebook.
But it's got to be real.
In fake news. You take something from Facebook and throw it up and call it a fact. Come on, man.
I don't know. Arkansas. Sorry,
way,
Oklahoma. I apologize,
look
Oklahoma.
Like, does that look like Oklahoma, that background?
Oklahoma. It's a parking
a
lot.
Of,
I don't know.
Trees.
I don't know. Oklahoma. It's a parking lot. I have no idea. I don't know. I took out all of my quarantine anger on Oklahoma there for a reason. And it's not. That's a Bogman play. So I don't know. So I apologize. You guys probably have really, really cool dirt in Oklahoma.
We should have like one. We should have like one subject a week, or one segment a week. I mean, where we just rail on Oklahoma first.
I'm going to tell you what is good about Oklahoma. Okay, here we go. 14 reasons why living in Oklahoma is the best. So I'm giving you guys giving you guys something. Here we go. Number one, low cost of living. NBC, when is this article from? This is kind of an old article, but it said Oklahoma ranked the top state for cost of living. All right, number two. Oklahoma has been okay since the recession. This article is before a recession, by the way, so I'm sure they're doing fantastic. That's not a great thing. All right. Our city is one of the friendliest cities in the nation. Get out of here, Oklahoma. Stop it. Oh,
free meth for everyone.
Here's one of the reasons why they're great. I love this. Because we're a must-see destination. What does that mean? No, you're not.
You're not.
I don't need to see anything. All right, let's get to something better. Number five.
Barely any earthquakes from fracking.
Listen to this one.
Not everyone is inbred.
Oh. Not everyone is related.
Yeah.
Not everyone is inbred.
You racist? You'll love it here.
What is it, West Virginia? Number five. Oh, this is great. Oklahoma ranks as one of the best states for military retirees. Okay. All right. Oh, number six, Bobby.
You know where else military like to retire to? The Welsh?
Arizona.
Anywhere else but Oklahoma.
Well, I don't know why Oklahoma would be the one. They're really, really selling this good. You want to know what number six says? Number six, we have a diverse culture. All right.
No, you don't.
Number seven, we have some of the best college cities. This is the worst. This is the worst sell.
That might be okay.
Number eight.
That might be okay.
Number eight. This is all I ever hear about Austin, Texas. We have mouth-watering barbecue. All right.
Well, I mean, you're in the South. If you didn't, that's like you better have mouth-watering barbecue.
Yeah.
If you're in Oklahoma, Nebraska,
number
Texas.
Number nine, yeah. Bogman. They have food. They say, hey, speaking of food, we have great restaurants. Whoa, Oklahoma. Don't get me too excited.
No one tells me to go to New Orleans for the food that'll change my life. They all say, you know what? Go to the airport at Oklahoma City where the fanciest restaurants in the world are.
I think so. They just copied the biggest, most generic talking points. Number 10, we have great lakes. Number 11, we have beautiful scenery. Oh, okay. Now here's one. I will give them this one.
Barely any dead bodies in our lakes.
They have all four seasons. That's a sell to Arizonans. They have all four seasons as a reason to move there.
We don't have all four seasons here. We have nice and hot. So
this can't be real. This can't be real. Number 13.
Read it. Compose yourself.
This article's from a couple years ago. It's number 13, the reason why you should live in Oklahoma.
We have our first Costco and Trader Joe's coming in 2016.
First Costco and Trader Joe's.
Whoa, Oklahoma.
You guys
are overachievers. Number 14, the final one, Bogman. We are polite, happy, and laid back. I'm pretty sure that was number 7. I'm pretty sure number 7, they doubled
them. Some of these got doubled up.
They ran out of stuff. What was it? Didn't they have like a nice one? Yeah, they right here, number 3. Our city is the nicest. We're the friendliest in the nation. And they just double dipped.
That might be true. Look, when I was in, I was 10, so I wasn't driving around and going seeing people, but everyone in Oklahoma seemed fairly nice to me, so that's nice.
They didn't know you were a Longhorn fan, though.
But you would think, yeah, I wasn't wearing a Longhorns hat or anything, but you'd think, that maybe they're nice, but if they were smart, probably wouldn't live in Oklahoma, right?
Number 13, that's the greatest pull ever. Like, come to Oklahoma. We have Costco and Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
What a sell. I mean, I'm moving there now. I'm going to move away from the 1,200 Costco and Trader Joe's we have here in Arizona because Oklahoma has one of each. It's awesome.
There was a comedian a long time ago. I'm talking like pre-premium blend on Comedy Central a long time ago. And he's from Oklahoma, and he said, we have just the worst state saying, Oklahoma, we're okay. He's like, what were the other options? Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Look, I said it twice. I mean, what did that go up against that won? Oklahoma, we're okay. You know.
Didn't Oklahoma do the meth thing? Was that them? No, that was like Idaho or
That's
something.
Many states. Arizona did the meth thing.
No,
Arizona's still doing the meth thing.
No, I mean they spent like $250,000 on an anti-meth campaign. It was just called I'm on Meth, and it was just pictures of people, and it was supposed to be like,
yeah, I mean they could have.
I think it was like Wyoming or something like that. So all right, well, if you're looking for a place that has Trader Joe's, is really nice and has lakes, Oklahoma. That's where you should move. Sponsored by Tourism of Nowhere.
Speaking of Oklahoma, do you see the dude and meth? The dude from Tiger King with all the missing teeth and always did the shirtless interviews, got his teeth fixed?
He did. He got really nice teeth.
Looks like a normal dude now.
Got good old teethers. Well, I think what we were talking about before at the end of the last hour, I was telling
before you. Before we just crapped on Oklahoma for 10 minutes.
I think we were talking about I think that audio I played was from an Oklahoma linebacker. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, Kenneth Murray.
Kenneth Murray, Oklahoma linebacker. So that was kind of cool. So I actually think this is like a really cool use that the Cowboys were doing. First off, they show their process with prospects, and they're using Zoom. And you see like Jerry Jones, you see strength and conditioning, Mike McCarthy is on there. And it's like 5 or 6 of these guys on a Zoom conference call with these prospects in different rooms. And that's how they're conducting the interviews, which is wild. I love that the Cowboys were sharing this. I think it makes it a really unique process. Probably not sharing the videos where they're asking if, you know, these guys' mothers were prostitutes or something like that. You know, those really fun questions that they do during the draft to get people pissed off. They're not sharing those, but at least they're sharing like that one with Kenneth Murray was really cool, where if you just heard it in the last hour, he was essentially saying, Jerry Jones is asking, like, you know, what's something that kind of defines you? And he's like, well, you know, my parents, they were adopting special needs children, you know, like 3 of them. And like, he's like, that's something that sticks with me. I think that's incredible. I think that's awesome. And it's a really, really good use of Zoom in this process. But the thing I don't think that we realize or we've all fully comprehended is we're seeing this, but the NFL draft is going to conduct itself in a similar manner. You are going to have – how many people were they talking about that they're going to – aren't they going to have like 50-plus of the prospects available during the draft?
58 prospects live at the draft, they said.
Are they going to put them in a Zoom room? They're going to put like 50 prospects in like one big Zoom room?
Which means all you're going to have is their faces on screens. That's what it's going to be. And they're going to go to – this is exactly what's going to happen. They're going to go to a terrible Verizon commercial – hopefully not with Ned Yost this year, because literally last year during the draft, every third commercial was the Ned Yost Verizon commercial, and now I want to choke him to death. I just can't do it anymore. But before they go to commercial, they're going to show like Chase Young. There he is with with his family, and they're waiting on a phone call and all that stuff. It's going to be like every guy that they take in, you know, the third or fourth round, where they go live to their house.
And there's going
to
be like one dude who's not muted. He'll be like yelling at everybody. He'll be saying stuff he's not supposed to say.
We don't want to get drafted by the Bengals. They suck.
Like someone's unmuted. Their dad's going to be like, boy, you better not be drafted by the Bengals. You're going to hold out. That's going to be unmuted. Yeah. And they'll be like, from the Cincinnati Bengals, their pick. Like, the thing that I found that was interesting, though, and you've seen a lot of different writers, I want to say like Rappaport and stuff have written about this, but you have a draft that is going to be conducted with everybody apart. You're going to have draft prospects that are going to be dialing in via Zoom. You're going to, by the way, it could be some other platform. They're going to have representatives of each team. There's probably going to have like some Zoom war room, you know, of all the guys. And like, that's what war room things are going to look like now, by the way. They're just going to cut to the screen of like, you know, seven personnel in a Zoom room with all backgrounds of like, you know, the Tiger King behind them and stuff like that. And the entire draft is going to be conducted like that. But what people are acknowledging, and maybe a really good point, is that these drafts are essentially going to be like what we've been doing for 15 years with fantasy drafts. They're actually 100%. Conducting. I don't know if you saw this, Boggs. They're actually conducting test runs with all 32 representatives, and they're doing mock drafts. They are literally
drafts. The Welsh, they stole that idea from us.
Rob Silver hates it. They're doing mock drafts of this process so they can get it going. And they don't have, they should have fantasy people. I mean, they would never have us, you know. It'd be people like the footballers they bring on. They're like, oh, look, this totally, you know, hey, look, it's just this guy from fantasy football.
They should draft members of the media so the media knows how it feels. I think that would be fun.
I think it'd be fantastic. Know? But I mean, we've been ready for this. So you've got the fantasy football kind of community is almost being used as a process to do this. And you have the entire telecast is going to be done via a stream. And
we're going to use fan tracks, but they're afraid someone would take a picture of their computer and it would show all their queue.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm so like share your screen and it'll be like, no, there's a draft list. They'll be hitting up. And actually, some people were like, I wonder what site they're going to use. Because I have also, you assume they're going to use like NFL.com's model. Like, I bet they're recoding the NFL.com like mock draft type of thing to actually suffice as this. Because you can't have like, I don't know.
But still going to have cards. Like, I think the GM is going to have to call in the pick and make the pick himself. That's how it's going to work.
I don't know. So here's a quote real quick before we go to break. It says, according, all clubs should dedicate their personnel and technology resources toward preparing for a fully virtual draft with personnel in separate locations. Our staff and events, football operations, info technology, and management council will be in contact with each club and remains fully available to answer questions and assist in your preparation. Our understanding is that many clubs are already well advanced in preparing for a virtual draft, and we are confident that all clubs can take the necessary steps for the 2020 draft. That was in a memo that was sent out to the NFL to all owners. You are going to have a completely virtual broadcast of the NFL draft with more people involved, way more technology, all at the helm of the Ethernet. Like, the internet is going to be a huge, huge toll on this.
Well, at least Zoom hasn't had any security issues, so that's good.
There's that one like 15-year-old chick is going to bust into like the Rams. I guess they don't even have a first-round pick, but it'll be like the Cardinals' first pick, and she'll do someone like Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Like, there is going to be some hacking that is going to be attempted in this one. And actually, with that, there's actually a memo sent out where teams are worried about it. So don't go anywhere. More in this league right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, We bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
It's not what you did, son, that angers me, son. It's who you did it to.
Who? Nobody?
Nobody.
ITL.
In This League rolls on with the boys, Bogman Welsh. Find us on Twitter, Bogman Sports. Is it the Welsh? A Twitter handle. We can repeatedly tell you every single segment because why wouldn't we? And of course, you can come and have fun with us over on the Patreon for the rest of April. Fun stuff. We need to have, you know what we need to have? And this is kind of the tropey thing, I suppose.
Don't oversell.
No, I'm not going to oversell. I'm just saying something we should have like a happy hour with Bogman and the Welsh sometime.
That's a good idea.
Maybe like once a month. Maybe we don't do it on a, maybe we don't do a live stream. Maybe it's a private Zoom. We charge $150 per person and then we hang out and we take the
how
money.
Much per person?
$150.
Okay. I mean,
20 people, $150. They get an hour with Bogman, 20 minutes with Welsh. We split it 50-50.
We split it 50-50.
Yeah, I think it's a great business model.
You know what? If you set up everything and all I got to do is show up, you can leave 20 minutes in.
Okay,
that's
good.
Fine.
No, I'm just kidding. But I don't know if it would be Zoom. I don't see. That's what I don't know. Would we do a live stream happy hour with some people, or would we go take it to the Zoom like everybody else is doing?
I can tell you right now, I'm like a lot of these GMs. I don't want some weirdo coming in here setting up all kinds of lights and stuff.
But I got to tell you, I don't understand the people that, and this is part, the NFL has a general worry about. If they were to do, I think they're literally talking about Zoom. There's security issues. There's this weird thing that happened. Some girl figured out some way to like get into Zoom chats and she was like crashing them. And she built like this quick small empire off of it shortly. And she was doing it on TikTok. She was sharing all of them. These are ridiculous. She's a TikTok. And then her account got banned. And then there's this huge, and then Zoom had to come out and apologize. But even further that the NFL draft is dealing with, not just that, not just some 15-year-old girl could be like, you know, with the 13th pick, the San Francisco 49ers, and she's just like, what's up, bitches? Yeah, exactly. Whatever she comes. Not just that. There's a actual big worry going on about hacking because this is the most virtual this spot has ever gone. I mean, the worst case scenario we've had of leaks in draft and war room type of stuff has been when some dumb social media person's in the room, takes a picture of a coach and is like, and they're like, oh, yeah. Coach is hard at thought here on what the pick is going to be. And in the background is the stupid whiteboard that they're using with all the players, those idiots. But that's been taken away from a lot of these guys. There isn't this scenario where, you know, there's this big war room and they can kind of keep it all internal. Everything is going to be done off of probably some cloud. A lot of these guys are going to have shared documents. You know, I don't know if they would go, I would hope they would do something more secure than, let's say, Google Drive, but, you know, they're probably going to be working off of a lot of type of cloud drive stuff. So there was a big concern in doing this that they really had to shore up their anti-hacking ability, I guess is the best way that you could say it, Boggs.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure they're going to have IT people that lock that up. And that's the whole point of the mock draft, right? Is to make sure that this stuff goes smoothly and without a hitch and all that stuff. I just, to be honest, I don't see what the big concern is here.
What do you mean?
As long as you get the security set up, which is what you're going to be having people in your house for. And by the way, those guys that are like, well, I don't want to go to the scout person's place because of COVID-19. Well, they'll find someone that'll go. You know, I mean, it's just a little bit more money. Someone will show up.
What do you mean? They're like annoyed that like what the scouts can't figure out how to turn on it.
Yeah, they don't want to go into someone else's house to set up the stuff for them. Because
what do they need to set up?
A lot of these scouts
pull up your laptop.
Well, dude, come on, brother. Come on.
I mean, I get it. Yeah, a bunch of TikToks. I understand it. Like,
yes, yeah, dude. I was listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast. podcast, and they tried to set up a Zoom meeting for him, and they were talking about how it took them 45 minutes to tell Conan how to do everything because he's over 50, you know. Just people over 50, like, you know, you and I, even if it's something confusing, we'll eventually figure it out, you know.
I have trouble have troubleshooting skills. I know how to like the same thing with, you know, learning OBS for streaming. What did I do? Went to YouTube and I watched some videos and I figured it out. But no, I know what you're saying. There's my mom and my mother-in-law, they're bit for everything. It's not that they're never in the wrong.
It's not working, fix it.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's 100%. It's always there's something wrong with the thing. She's like, you know, it'll be like, oh, you know, did you watch this thing? No, it's not there. Like, what do you mean it's not there? No, I couldn't even find it. It's gone. And it's just like, it was there before, but it's gone now. I'm like, no, it's not. And I'll immediately go and I'll in 3 seconds and I'll be like, there it is. She's like, well, how'd you do that? I'm like, because it was always there. It always existed. You weren't there. You are the common denominator for all the problems. So to your point, okay, but those people, I mean, now you're getting into a space of like, all right, you either need to figure it out yourself on how to turn on a computer and click join meeting on a Zoom session. I know it's tough. Or you're going to have to let someone in your house to figure it out, especially if your job is dependent on it.
Right, right. And that's the whole thing is, you know, after you get that set up, you know, I'm assuming the NFL is figuring out something. I mean, they've had more than enough time since this has been announced to be a virtual draft. They've had more than enough time to kind of sit back and figure out what they have to do as far as security goes and all that stuff so that the streams stay localized and no 15-year-olds can come in screaming, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis.
Wouldn't that be
Baba
amazing
Booey
if they did that? If Howard Stern would be like, wow, like my market share is still solid. The 15-year-olds know who I am. They're more likely to scream some Barstool thing than they are Howard Stern these
days.
Of
course, right, exactly. But, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's weird that the scout people, it's not weird that the scout people wouldn't want someone in their house, but it is like, well, dude, if you can't figure out how to set this up, we have to send someone over there.
Well, I haven't even heard that one. I know that's one you've heard. I haven't heard that. I've heard the serious concerns that, you know, teams are going to have IT. I mean, it's amazing too, if this is happening, that teams would have people to hack into other places to simply try to view the draft board. You know, just knowing that draft board gives them a huge advantage. I don't think you're going to have people trying to wiretap and, you know, listen to an entire war room. But guess what? There's a possibility for that. You know, there is a true possibility for that. So this is a whole new era, which I think is funny is because, like, the NFL just wasn't prepared for this. You know, they had never thought they would be. And then all of a sudden they're now in a space where they're more reliant on this than ever. But this was also their choice. This was their choice to continue with the NFL draft. I feel like, Bugs, this might be helpful. I feel like you and I should create, like, I don't know, maybe a bingo card or a drinking game or a betting system on, if there isn't already, on the potential things that can happen during this. And let me present a few. So, and I don't know how we would, you know, how
this
we would work
great.
This out. Yeah. I don't know how exactly we would work this out if it's on a bingo card or if we put odds or it's a
checklist.
Well,
we used to do Thursday night football bingo. So I've got ways to figure it out.
Okay. So, I mean, I think one would be, how do you say it? Like a unmuted mic that's not supposed to be unmuted. I think there's one.
Yeah.
I think that's the first
that's
one.
Perfect.
I would say, someone doing something when they think they're not on camera. I don't know what that is. You know, someone picking their nose.
Inappropriate gesture or inappropriate action. What is that, what we're going to call that
I
one?
I think maybe there's two. Maybe there's an inappropriate thing. And then there's like something just stupid. Like someone doesn't think they're on camera. And you could kill two birds with one stone. You could have someone being like, Linda, you know, turn off the radio. You know, they think they're muted and they're screaming or something like that.
Yeah, they're just like, well, we're definitely going to be taking Jordan Love if he falls here. And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Okay, so.
Well, you have to do the opposite, too. Like, when they go to someone and their mic is muted. And
okay, there's another one.
Sitting there just explaining something.
Fantastic.
And no sound.
I would say no sound or no video, like they unclicked it. Okay, here's another one to add to that one. So I hope someone's writing these down. The next one would be an on-air person trying to tell someone what to do. You know, hit click camera on, click camera on. That would be one of them.
Well, we're definitely going to get that one with the camera once and the
microphone.
Mic button.
Yeah, exactly. Either one of those. 100%. So it's like someone trying to coach the other person. Here's a question. Think we get a Jeremy Tunsil type of situation? Someone doesn't
Laramie Tunsil.
So this goes beyond, and maybe this is why you take away the inappropriate thing and you be more specific. Maybe someone doesn't think they're on camera, or they're just not thinking at all, and they start to toke up, or
some medicine,
or they're toking up, or maybe they're doing shots or something.
Right, exactly. I mean, that stuff could easily happen to a prospect for sure.
Okay.
Right? They don't think that the camera's going on them. They said 58 guys are going to be live for this. And I don't know how that's
going to
work.
Okay, let's keep going. Let's stray us away from this card. I think we need to make this bingo card.
Right, keep going.
Okay. I got one. We have a bad internet connection conversation. So there's two things. There's bad internet. That's like your middle square, pretty much, in bingo.
Oh, yeah,
so
that basically should be a free one.
Okay,
right?
So you have bad internet, but then you have off-sync conversation. So where someone talks and the other person, it's delayed, and then that person starts talking and they're talking over each other. So it's delayed audio conversation. That's got to be on the bingo card.
You know what has that? Dr. Drew's show on, your mom's house stuff. He has that with the callers. The callers will call in. And there's like this 3-second delay. They'll stop talking, and then there'll be this weird silence. He'll start talking, and they'll talk over him again. It makes me hate callers.
Yeah,
on radio shows. So,
I mean, that one's definitely got to be on the list. I mean, what else? What else am I missing from potential? Someone drops off, like mid conversation. Someone just loses internet connection. So there's a different one. We've said choppy internet connection, but someone just completely loses internet connection and disappears.
They're going to go to the wrong prospect at least once while he's on the phone.
Good one. That's a very, very good one.
And then they're going to get picked by someone else. How about a random curse word out of one of those? Out of one of those non-dumped curse word.
Okay.
I
like that one a lot. What about...
There's at least going to be one pick that is delayed because of some type of phone or internet issue.
That's what I was about to say. I was going to say, well, what if we had a full timeout, an Ethernet timeout? Oh, how about wrong pick also? That could be like a crazy one. We could have wrong, because remember, the thought process is they might be using, because they're going to run mock drafts. They might be selecting on NFL.com. So here's one. I got it. One is wrong pick selected. Number two,
they can't be picking on NFL.com. Are they really?
If they do, it'll be amazing. I'm just assuming.
God, that would be so great.
They're running a mock draft system. Now, it might just be them going through the things, but if they were picking on a site, wouldn't it be great if A, there's a wrong pick, but B, they have to turn back the draft because of a wrong pick? You know, they have to pull back a pick. Oh,
it would be so great. I mean, I think people would understand that stuff. Right.
Yeah.
But it would just be so great to see that happen.
Do we have enough? I mean, I feel like we need a few more, but do we have enough for draft bingo?
We can get enough. We don't have enough right now because remember, you can't have just enough to fill.
Yeah, you got
to
have more.
People have to have different stuff, too. So we'd have to put in there
suggestions.
Wrong highlights being shown when a player gets drafted, of course.
That can happen anytime. I'm not sure that's quite well. I guess because you have you get people that are running the broadcast that might not all be together. I have to assume those people though are going to be together. The people that are like pulling in all the feeds and stuff. There is going to be a team of somebody in a control room doing all that type of stuff.
Yeah, like Rich Eisen. Oh, you mean just in the control room should probably be together. And they have enough media people that get the pass on that stuff. They should be able to do that. And I think we're still going to have the booth of Rich Eisen and Steve Smith and, a couple of the other guys. I can't remember who it was last year instead of Mike Mayock. I think it was Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Those guys will be there for sure, I think, live together. I don't think they'll have them from their home.
I saw Tim
Brown just wearing like a regular hat and a regular T-shirt, and he's on television. I'm like, man, you can at least throw a collar job on for to be on television here? Come on, man.
Oh, I got one. We definitely have to add Zoom backgrounds. Someone has some funny background. You know what I mean? They add like a green, you know, like the Tiger King or something like
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. Or just like way over the top sponsored one.
What are these guys going to do about their suits? You know how they all go crazy in suits?
That's a great point. Do you remember Devin Bush's suit last year?
Yeah.
It looked like he had a electric guitar strapped on his back or something. It was very, very good. I remember our boy Couch hit me up. He's like, I'll give you like $500 if you wear that suit to the draft next year. So I was going to in Vegas, but now it's not.
Do you think it would be better suited? Because I assume all these guys are going to still deck out, but okay. Cause there's two ways this could go. This could be treated a lot like, well, I don't know, because it's such a thing. Like I assume
if they're sponsored, I think they're going to be wearing, they're going to be wearing Nike shirts and Reebok shirts and, all kinds of sponsored stuff.
I just want, I want one to be on there. Someone just absolutely scrubbed out. Oh, I got another one. Someone shirtless.
Shirtless. Oh, 100%.
Shirtless is a fantastic one. I want scrub, which I know is a little subjective.
God, I hope it's an offensive lineman that's shirtless.
Absolutely.
That'd
be so funny. Just big old floppies just sitting around. And that would be just amazing. Now, a couple others we could throw out. We could throw a random kid just appearing in a video somewhere.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a great idea because it's definitely going to happen.
100%. What about a significant other that maybe shouldn't be in the video? If you know what I mean.
Nah, they're always supposed to be in there.
But if you know what I mean. Inappropriately in there, like walking out the bathroom and like whoops, like that type of.
You would think that those guys usually have the camera set up fairly well. So,
yeah.
I mean, what we're definitely going to see is families not social distancing.
There's also 15
people in the room when there shouldn't be more than 10.
I mean, there's also, just remind you, there's over 50 prospects that are not media people that are going to be in this scenario. So you might have people all hanging out and you might even have like Uncle Bob coming out the bathroom with his drawers still down. So, all right, hey, don't go anywhere. When we come back, we've kind of hit this draft Zoom stuff. We actually had a kind of big trade go down just the other day. Plus, there's some NFL draft rumors, so we're going to talk about that. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just... tell us a little more. Let me tell you something about
In This League.
In This League, back at you with Bogman and the Welsh. Go and check out all the podcasts we got going on. Not just this one, though, every freaking day. Sunday's the only day we're not dropping content, but technically we're dropping three on Saturday. So, I mean, you can get a dose of ITL every single day of the week on Sports Grid. But that's not the only place. We got all the other podcasts. The In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Prospect One putting out content. And what about football, Bogman? What's on the docket? I know we had Emory Hunt. Do we have one this past week?
I'm going to have one this week. It's going to come out Friday or Saturday. I'll just say that. But I'm going to go over team needs and picks and all that good stuff. So it's going to be one long episode of your boy.
Okay.
So if you like listening to my voice, hopefully you do. So because it's going to be one long episode featuring me. It's something I've been working on for a little bit here. So that's what we're going to have. But this trade, man, our boy Brandon Cook's getting moved again.
Yep. On the move. The Houston Texans made the acquisition after trading away DeAndre Hopkins. They signed Randall Cobb, but then they traded a 2022. No, that was the Texans. What the hell did the Texans traded the 57th overall pick, I think it was, which was wild. That's a second round pick. They traded a second round pick, the Texans did, to acquire a 2022 fourth round pick and Brandon Cooks. The Texans are wild to me, man, with the way they just flippantly throw those picks around, trading a second round pick after trading away DeAndre Hopkins and not getting what we really shot. Didn't they get a second round pick for Hopkins, or was it the one?
No. They got, they don't have a first round pick, which was a big thing.
What the hell did they get for Hopkins?
Everyone was making. They got a second round and
David Johnson.
David Johnson, but the second round and a pick.
So did
next
they
year,
trade so. The pick they got for?
No, they still have 2.40, so the 40th pick overall. But the 57th pick was their original pick. They
I don't know.
So they've got the 40th overall pick, and then their next pick is 90. Now in the third round, they don't have a fourth round at all. So they have, I think, a compensation pick at the end of the fifth, which is 171 overall, and then 3 7th round picks. So they have 1 second, a late third, a real late fifth, and no sixth, no fourth, and 3 7th round picks.
I can't fully follow what
boring ass draft.
I just can't follow follow what the hell they're doing. I mean, the Hopkins trade to bring in. You've always been an apologist to Brandon Cooks. I don't really like him that much. I never really have. And this is now a spot where the Texans definitely have a brand. They got just fast receivers. It's just go long, wide receiver, go long. That's the route that they're running. And they could really use maybe a big dude, which they don't really seem to have. And I don't know. I mean, it fits a need, but it seems like a costly price for Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, they needed something, though. And because wide receivers, as you know, the Welsh are tough to they're tough to turn around in a single season. So you can draft. You could have drafted two in the second round because this draft is so lousy with wide receivers. It's going to be one of the best classes we've ever seen. So there's going to be great talent there, but it's hard to turn those guys around immediately. So I think that was kind of the deal. They may still take a wide receiver with their pick in the second round. I don't think they will. I think they need other spots to work on at this point, but you know, it gives them a nice outside edge. But the problem is this team is filled with the most injury-prone wide receiver core I've ever seen in my damn life.
Yeah.
Brandon Cooks has had 8 million concussions. I couldn't believe it when I looked. He actually wound up playing in 14 games last year. Can you believe that?
It's hard to believe.
I feel like he played in six, and his stats say that he played in like six. He had 583 yards and 2 scores. That was it last year for the Rams. So, you know, the Rams obviously took a little bit of a step back offensively last season, but it shouldn't have been that much for him to do this bad. So now they have Brandon Cooks, they have Will Fuller, they have Kiki QT, and Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb's old, and all three of these other guys have missed multiple games over the last couple seasons. I mean, Cooks did play all of 2018, 16 games, but it's funny because the Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Pats was on television the other day, and you could see Brandon Cooks leave that game in the second quarter because of a concussion. He's had like 9 of them. So I there's just no way
they just have
given up a second round pick for Brandon Cooks. I wouldn't have done it.
They just have a whole stable of like just wide receiver 2-3s. Like their core now is not horrible from a depth perspective. Kenny Stills, Will Fuller, Brandon Cook, and Randall Cobb. That's actually not bad. It's just like the investment you think about what they paid in the Kenny Stills trade, and then they traded for Brandon Cooks. They moved away Hopkins, and they paid Randall Cobb. They paid him some money. And it's just for what is a relatively mediocre wide receiver core for Deshaun Watson. And I don't know. I mean, I suppose there's
the Rams paid Cooks a $4 million bonus already. So he's going to count $8 million against the cap this year for the Texans.
They need to be paying Todd Gurley and Clay Matthews, apparently. Rams having a little issue paying up the money, paying up money. But I just don't understand. Like, I guess there might be a playbook, I suppose, if you look at like, if you go and look at Lamar Jackson, you know, who doesn't have these incredible options behind him and he's able to make it all work. It's an odd play, and Bill O'Brien just doesn't make a lot of sense. And
there's just no way I would have
like
done this.
But do you like this from a fantasy perspective for Brandon Cooks?
Nope. I do not. I don't. No, I think because what you mentioned, all these wide receivers are now kind of on the same plane here. I mean, at least him and Fuller should be 1A and 1B there, right? So you're going to get a little bit taken away there because of that. The Texans have talked about a desire to draft or acquire a tight end still. So I think they could bring in a bigger name tight end as well. In this, David Johnson, if he's healthy, is going to be a huge target. I just think the ball is going to get spread around a little bit evenly between all these wideouts, which for fantasy means that he's not a great number one target. And I mean, Welsh, let me ask you this. Would you have rather have traded a second round pick to get a guy like Brandon Cooks, who it still has a lot of meat on the bone? He's still only 26 years old. So if he can, kind of straighten out the injury issues that he's had and get back on the right path as far as staying healthy in his career, he could still have a decent career. But would you rather have done that? A, B, just drafted a guy in the second round and see how he plays out, or C, sign Antonio Brown to, you know, a smaller 1-year deal, make him take the, you know, a discount because he's crazy, and see if his crazy ass can't do something for you.
I mean,
and that doesn't cost you a pick.
Yeah. I mean, it costs you money that or here's option D. You take that money you would give to Antonio Brown and you just burn it in a garbage can, because that's about what he's done to people's money for the last couple of years. Like,
I think if you're trading Hopkins, you can't trade Hopkins and then bring in Brandon Cooks.
I believe that's the worst of the options. I don't think Brandon Cooks is particularly that great. I think he's mediocre. And you just added him to a core of Kenny Stills, Will Fuller, and Randall Cobb. Who is he that much better than there? Really, nobody.
I forgot about Stills.
So what was the stupid point of it? So the Antonio Brown one is interesting because there definitely is like a little bit of an element that he's going to reel people back in, because he really seems to have kind of tapered back. He's hired a new agent.
He's medicated now.
Yeah, maybe he's medicated. I don't even know if that's the case. Obviously, he needed to be, and that would, you know, be a little bit obvious. And he's been training.
And I don't know that either. I'm just assuming because he went from off the rails crazy to
or he looked at his spending, or he looked at his bank account after the spending habits and said, "Whoops."
Very true.
And he's been training. He got an agent. He's refocused. So sure, you know, he could come back, but he's a liability. And then on the wide receiver front, you know, I don't know if there would be a stud wide receiver at 57. There probably would, but there 100% will be with that fourth overall pick in the second round. But they might not want to spend it there. But if it was that important, you might get like, who's my ASU boy? Brandon Ayuk, right?
Yeah, Ayuk.
Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk might be sitting there, and that guy might be.
Yeah, he definitely should be sitting there because he should drop a little bit because he had core surgery, a couple weeks ago. But it's funny because he had core surgery. He still ran a 4.5 and had a 40-inch vert at the combine. And people were not impressed by that speed, but he ran that needing surgery on his core. So I feel like needing surgery for him almost bounced him back up boards with that mediocre combine being hurt, you know. I would have much rather have gone with someone like Ayuk, or even, you know, if you're going to take an injury prone guy, take LaVisca Chenault in the second round. He fits your profile better for what you need in a wideout. And, no one's going to. This is a move where if everything collapses, Bill O'Brien is fired midway through the season.
Man, you nailed it. You know why, too? It's amazing. This is being universally panned too. I haven't seen a person that likes this, that thinks Bill O'Brien does a good job, that the Texans are doing a good job, even though they keep continuously playing this all in game. It seems like they've got the right motive with the wrong direction. And that
can work.
They're making the wrong choices though.
Right. Right. Once again, you know, the choices that I listed out to you, you know, trade for Cooks, sign Antonio Brown, make a pick.
Trade or burn your money in a garbage can. Remember.
Yeah. Or burn your money in a garbage can. Cooks is last on that list. You know, I would not want to acquire him. Maybe they have some type of relationship. I can't remember if Bill O'Brien, I don't think he was still with the Pats when Cooks was there, but that was only for a season when Cooks was there. And this is a bad look for Brandon Cooks as well. You know, maybe the Rams overpaid him and that's really the reason, but he's been kicked around in the NFL. You know, started in 2014, played three seasons with the Saints, 1 year with New England, 2 years for the Rams. And now, you know, he's going into his seventh season in four teams. So it's just not a good look for him.
He's just not good.
Especially coming off this injured season. So
yeah, he's just not good.
I don't like it.
Yeah, he's just easily not good. That's the best way to put it. And the Texans just putting together more head shaking stuff. We got a couple more minutes here. Draft rumors. So we've got like 2 weeks until the digital draft, the 2020 digital NFL draft, and a couple rumors out here. The Bengals are unlikely to trade the first overall pick, but they are listening to offers. So there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that are sexy. Besides Burrow is kind of what I'm getting at, because if they wanted to trade down, they wouldn't trade down that much further, but it would probably be to one of the quarterback-hungry teams that they could, you know, fall down four or five spots and maybe still be able to get Tua or Herbert or something like that.
I think the only team that could pull that trade off would be the Dolphins.
I was about to say Miami, right?
Yeah, they would have to give up two of those first-round picks, and they'd have to give up two of those first-round picks and something else to move up to get Burrow. I think this is smart by the Bengals to say, hey, look, we're probably not going to do it, but we'll listen. I think you need to at least keep your options open, you know, to see if someone is willing to just completely overpay. Because if the Dolphins go, look, we'll give you all three of our first next year, you know, whatever, and you're getting four first round picks for that number one overall, I think you kind of have to do that if you're the Bengals, especially since you haven't traded Andy Dalton yet. You know, Andy Dalton's still on the team, and they said all possibilities are open with him, including a trade or him starting week one.
Still
so,
seem odd to me for the Dolphins.
I think that's smart.
I feel like it would be a countermeasure for the Dolphins, I think, with how far and how much they need to rebuild to move those pieces out when this draft is still so strong. I mean, unless, you know, they obviously felt Burrow was a next level above or
Manning.
He's
the next Manning. He's the next Brady, whatever.
And that Tua doesn't qualify as that, or Herbert can't be close to that. Like, maybe that's the reason behind it. But like, there's a lot that they can do in this draft with those picks.
Absolutely. 100%.
A little bit more here so we can get through them. There's no way, quote, no way, that Jordan Love goes before Justin Herbert, according to Tony Pauline. But he thinks that the Raiders could take Love at 19. Todd McShay and Matt Miller both said that he could go inside the top 10. We'd be looking at four quarterbacks in the first round.
Easily. I mean, those top three are going top 10, I think, almost assuredly. I would say that, and the rumor has been, if Herbert gets past the Chargers, he's going to tumble. So, and I could see that because there's not a lot of QB needy teams up there. But, you know, Jordan Love is kind of, he's black or white for a lot of people. There's no gray area on him. So it's either teams think he's going to be great or teams think that he sucks. So, but I think someone's going to think he's great. And I think Jordan Love still goes in the first round. So I'll say that he goes in the first round. I don't know that it'll be by the Raiders, but I could see somebody trading back up into the first with one of those teams late, like your Niners or the Chiefs or someone to move up and take Jordan Love.
Oh, I don't want the Niners. Why would the Niners do that?
The Niners would just move back.
Oh, they back. I was like, why? Them. I was like, why
they
in
would,
God's name
they would
they
trade
do that?
For yeah, someone? No, like it would be like, you know, the Chargers pass on him. They pass on Herbert and Love, and then they trade back up.
49ers
the first,
would love you know? To do that, especially if that core of the wideouts were still out there and they could trade down six picks and they could like acquire another third round pick. That would probably be very much in their peripheral. A couple others. Denzel Mims, who has been a very, very hot name, one of the potential like 7 or 8 wideouts that could go in the first round had a quote FaceTime. Come on, what are you talking about? This is 2012. Come on, it's all about Zoom. He had meetings with the Eagles, Cowboys, Rams, and Jets. So I think all teams could use Mims.
Now it's news that he met with the Rams like yesterday or a couple days ago. Reading this, I was like, who cares? He met with the Rams. They ain't taking him in the first. Now they don't have a first round pick, but they definitely could make a move for Denzel Mims. That's for sure.
Bill Conley says that Jerry Jeudy was much better against zone versus man. And I've also seen a lot of, Jeudy has been mocked heavily to my 49ers. This will be the last one we get to, but I've seen some other guys, CD Lamb, though Matt Miller has reported that the Panthers could draft him at 7. There's obviously a couple other names, Ruggs out there, but I've seen a lot, and Bogman only got like 15 seconds here, but Kyle Shanahan, Jeudy not being one of his type of guys. So that's interesting. Jeudy could maybe fall a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think he will. I think this is paralysis by analysis. This is overanalyzing with too much time right now. So
I hope so.
Jeudy's still a top 2 wideout. It's him and Lamb, 1A, 1B.
And I hope the 49ers are ones that take him. Hey, that is the end of this hour. I am out of here, but Casey Bubba, our boy, is coming up. It's Bogman, Bubba. More talk right here on a 3-hour edition of In This League. You guys have a safe one. But don't go anywhere. Bubba and Bogman coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.